Yeah, I'm probably going to start putting this show at 10:10, I think, because this 5-minute overrun always happens. Folks, I'm back. I'm feeling good.
Oh, I can't say it like that.
You can say it.
And better than ever.
Oh, definitely not like that. Oh, we got a lot to talk about this week when it comes to the world of professional pro wrestling, if you will. We're going to talk about everything that just went down on Dynamite, the absurdity of it all, and all that, and then some.
Are you being generous?
I thought it was a good show, overall.
No, it was, but just the ending.
Yeah. So we're gonna get into a lot of the news, everything that's going on in the world of AEW. That's what this is kind of becoming. It says Dynamite Review Show, but I really feel like it's me and Derek talking about AEW and everything that's happened in the past week. So we're gonna get to that. We're gonna talk about that. I'm glad to be back. Big shout out and thank you to BJ of Run the Ropes. Also want to shout out my boys over at the Pro Wrestling Shoot. Got to show Jesse and James some love. They were just streaming right before talking some WWE 2K14. If you are fans of the video games, subscribe to here and subscribe to them as well. We love talking the video games a lot. Like I can talk, I can do podcasts about the video games. And hopefully I can get them on and maybe we could do something together when it comes to that. Toni Storm DLC just came out for AEW Fight Forever. Show it some love. Let's get into this. Let's hit the intro and let's talk some pro wrestling. Let's go.
Everything pro wrestling, they can never be you. Listen to the podcast here for the people. The best show that's here, so listen in. Let the knowledge begin. The opinion and the lesson. Yes, everyday pro wrestling, they can never be you.
Well. Welcome, everybody. Welcome. It is I, the quintessential stud muffin, Joel Gertner. It's for my ECW fans. Jason, first one in here. He popped in early tonight. He said, "What up, Conrad Derek? Always good to see you guys." Jason, always good to see you, brother.
What up? What up?
I appreciate you, my man. Thank you guys so much for being in here. Yo, I'm going to say this, Derek. I'm about to be kind of mean right now. I feel like I should be at 2K subscribers. And I mean that. I'm
You
being
should.
100% dead ass serious. I listened to some people today who do podcasts, who talk that mess. And I'm talking about on YouTube, 2K subs. If you guys are listening on Twitter, anywhere else, come over to YouTube, subscribe, put in everything pro wrestling, hit subscribe right now. It'll help your boys out trying to get to that road to 2K. But I was listening to some people talk today about wrestling. And I was just like, how do these people have more subs than me? They had like over 2K as well. And I was like, how? How? And they were saying dumb stuff. I'm censoring myself because we're still in the first 10.
Right.
What? I've been doing this since 2016. I'm not playing no more.
Right.
I'm tired of this. All right. So I need to start seeing some changes. That's how I'm feeling lately.
That's all. You know, just come through. We're gonna give you what you wanna hear. We're going to talk about everything that you want to talk about, but the podcast should be higher than that.
Jason says, now that Kyra is feeling better, I feel like we can officially kick off EPW 2024. Yes, sir.
Nah, there we go.
Also, we're going to be doing our award show. It is going to be next week, but it's on Thursday. We just had a last-minute schedule change. I'm glad I didn't announce it beforehand. But Thursday next week will be the EPW Awards. We're going to talk about best stuff for 2023. You guys will enjoy it. I will talk about previous year's winners for certain things. We'll get into all of it. Make sure you are dressed dapper. Have your Canada Dry ginger ale. All right. Have it ready. Whatever you're popping, whatever you're drinking, come on in. Me and Rob are going to host that one because Rob thinks he's too good to do all these shows. He's the New Japan guy. So he thinks that's all he has to do. He just wants to show up infrequently. But I do appreciate
I
Rob.
might join you. Yeah, you just gotta let me know what time you start because I got a lesson from 6 to 7.
We'll see. We'll see. We'll see. Derek ain't about to make us late. Sir Quill said, "What up, Conrad? Derek, your boy, the chat. Sir Quills is back again to enjoy another Dynamite review. Glad to have you back, CJ. Now the true dynamic duo of Wednesday nights are back at it. Let's get into it, man. Big shout out to Beach for filling in last week. He did a great job. Do y'all think Fight Forever will release Timeless Tony as DLC soon? Yes, today." It actually just went down. So I think it was as of, I think it's been since like 11 a.m., 1 p.m. You should be able to download Tony Storm if you want, though, Eric. Timeless Tony Storm, it is not. It is the Outcast version. Terrell says the game sucks. I said it. I removed it from my PS5. Me and my sister shared last year. Moving on. All of you probably saying, damn, T. No, I understand. I just think when WWE 2K is the only game, y'all remember, I'm supporting because I cannot just have WWE 2K running around here, running amok.
Yeah, you got to have some kind of competition.
I'm going to support UPW and all those other, the wrestling code. I'm supporting all those. I need, and I'm going to probably buy WWE as well because I want all these games to do stuff. All right. Matt Lopez says, hello. Good evening, everyone. Hope everyone is having a good Wednesday. M. Leezy, we appreciate you, good sir. Thank you for that. BJ said, if we had the capabilities of GIF in this chat, my reaction to the Bucks coming out of this chat would be full of reactions. That decision is booty. Yes, the Bucks coming out at the end. We're going to talk about what they're going to be doing with them. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. B-Boy Skyline says, Yerp. What up? Yeah, I would have had Sting versus Darby have been the match, but I think this will be a good one. Yeah, I don't think Sting trusts himself to do these matches.
Yeah.
So
I mean, you could tell though.
Yeah, Sting an older cat, bro. He ain't got to do that. He can do whatever he wants. He calling his shots. All right, guys. If you're in the chat, hit that like button. Free way to help promote the podcast as well. Leave us comments afterwards. Share the videos. Anything you guys can do can help. Super chats are also open if you guys want to donate. All that money is basically going back to us to get new stuff, new microphones. We actually need some new chairs soon. So hopefully we get there. I think I'm about to try to start making some investments, at least in one new chair. I got to get something here for us. Let's see here. Connor and Derek always late. This is when we first got on. Yeah, we were late. I think I'm going to change the start time to 10:10 going forward, though, guys. The new TNA heavyweight champ. Derek, tell me them TNA belts don't look good, bro.
They are fire. I'm not even going to lie, bro.
I like them.
They're fire.
I like them. The worst one I think so far might be the digital media, and I don't even hate that one.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. I mean, I don't
like really the I like it. The X division. I like the tag belts with the red straps now.
Yes, tag belt. Yeah, the tag belts with the red straps.
It's a little sexy, right?
Yeah, with the red strap.
Not fair. The show ran late. Thanks, E. Feeling good on a Wednesday. I see Jeff Hardy is being a clown and pissed being on Rampage. Go pound sand. What up, James?
I mean, you set yourself up for a failure on your own. So
yeah, they could. I think they would have been world tag champs by now if Jeff didn't make that mistake. That's on him. Hi, Deanna. How are you? Derek, yo, listen. I want y'all to know, Derek said he's going to give TNA a chance.
I did. For those who didn't watch last week.
Mark this down. Clip it. Save it.
I agreed to watch it and give it a chance. I will not go back on my word for that. I will watch it and I will give it a chance. Hopefully it'll impress me this time around.
You gonna pay the dollar, watch a month worth, or you gonna wait for, or you just go watch the pay-per-views?
I think it is only fair to pay the dollar to watch the month.
Let's go.
I think it's only fair. I have to give it its just due. And it's proper time.
Okay.
So
look at this. I if I can get one, I made a difference. I made a difference, folks. Love everybody showing love in the chat. I'm trying to get to someone. Does someone know hand drawn mustache? Don't talk about the mustaches they came out with. Yo, Shannon Sharp didn't hold back. What's going on with 2024 already? Jocelyn, I don't know. Cat Williams Wyland, you never know what's happening. Renegade said, don't hinder gender. Pro Wrestling Shoe says, yo, what's good? Ace, throw it up to Too Sweet. Ace is the ABC around here, man. Love Ace. Bullet Club, always throwing up to Too Sweet. Thank you, bro. I appreciate anyone who's a mod in the chat. Hook over gender. We're going to talk about that, too. Anna Jay is officially my favorite girl in AEW. She rocked it tonight in that 8-woman tag.
You know what? I'm not even going to lie. She definitely did.
the Dolphins fans won't allow you with 2K subs. Squish the fish, sir.
The fish has been squished.
Let me see. State of AEW next Wednesday. BJ, I'm in if you are.
Yeah.
Say less.
Let's go.
We can come on. We can make a segment out of it. You tell me, bro. We can speed up the show, whatever we got to do.
Yes.
So if you're in, you let me know and I'm in. Next week, EPW Awards, cool. Hope we don't get some controversial winners. I better not see that Hell in a Cell Cody Seth winning match of the year again. I was so sad last year.
Wait, they picked that?
Yeah.
No one picked that?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We'll go through. Watch the award show. I'm going to go through who's won the awards in the past. That's and you guys can see what everyone voted on.
That's crazy.
B-Boy said, let me join in for that show. Yeah, send me a message on Thursday. We could talk. I missed the Bucks. Did they come out? Yes. That's the Tony Storm I want. Timeless. Yeah, it takes too long for them to get with things like that. Let me see here. How long do you feel MJF will be out for? I'm hearing till Revolution. I'm also hearing for most of the year. I think it's going to be most of the year.
Yeah.
Torn labrum.
That's going to take like at least six to 8 weeks. Just after surgery time, depending on how bad it is. And then
in
months.
If he's not, if he's just going to work through it, it might take a month, but it might be close to a year if he can't.
I think the safer thing would be just to wait it out and do the year.
Yeah. Yeah. Jason says, I'm going to get into TNA as a wrestling fan, but I got to feel out the roster a bit more. Ospreay is there, right? He's been making appearances there. Okada will also be there for their first set of tapings. So
okay. They
got some people there. Derek, it's going to hook you in. Derek, you better not. Oh, it's too late. Four episodes before a pay-per-view or this pay-per-view, four post-pay-per-view episodes. That's all I ask, my dude. I'm glad you're giving it a chance. There you go. Bucks got the Gomez Adam mustaches. Ooh, not a good comparison around here. they're giving TNA chances like Conrad giving Bischoff a chance. Bischoff don't deserve no chances, bro. No, wait, he's done. No, wait, no. Bro. The Tony Khan stuff, yo, the Tony Khan tweets of craziness yesterday. All right. So Tony Khan tweeted, everybody lost their mind. Let me tell you guys this. They poked Tony Khan with two tweets before. That Jaguars tweet was unnecessary from the WWE Fox account about them not making the playoffs. They were like 9-3 and then they blew. They went like 3-6 in the end. You don't have a right to do that. So they poked him about that. Then somebody made a joke about, is that what Cage Match said? Har, 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 har. That's funny. Tony tweets something unprofessional.
Right, exactly.
He's not professional. I want you guys to do something. This is Conrad Business 101. I'm giving you a free lesson right here. I want you to go look at the engagement on Tony Khan's last tweet before he sent out those messages, and then go look at all of the tweets from last night during those messages and see the engagement go up. Tony knew what he was doing. Eric Bischoff, though, he shouldn't be saying the stuff he was saying. Eric Bischoff is a shill for WWE. This man talked bad about CM Punk. Now he loves CM Punk. I've got a link to merch for him. Booker T, another one. Not listening to him. Sorry. Like, I know what it's going to be if I listen to any quote from him. And you know who I'm definitely not listening to. No, you're better than Bret Hart and MJF. Come on, dog. Come on, Rhodey. It pissed me off.
I wish I could have been like, nah, B-Boy, don't do that.
Nah. Maki Ito's on my good side. But nah. Compared to these jack wagons. And then fans were going crazy for this.
Wait.
Dude, I like pro wrestling. I like AEW. I like WWE. I'll watch MLW. I'll watch Impact. I'll watch TNA. I'll watch whatever. New Japan. AJPW. You put it on indie wrestling. I can watch it all. I can get down with it. Here's my issue, bro. This tribalistic bullshit has to stop. It is at an all-time high. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of the accounts on Twitter that are clearly one-sided. I heard a podcast today defend Jinder Mahal getting this title shot, saying he beat Randy Orton. Bro, that was like 7 years ago. Please stop.
You never will ever hear me ever defend Jinder Mahal. There's nothing good about Jinder Mahal. If you say there is, we will respectfully have this debate, and then I will eat you alive because Jinder Mahal is garbage. Forever will be garbage.
Yo, where's my boy Luke? If Lucas was in the chat right now, I would tell y'all to ask him. I watched that pay-per-view at Lucas' house. We were just chilling. This is before I didn't go live after the shows back then. This is when I would do my show on a specific day. I had a different schedule back then. So we were just sitting, chilling, watching the match. I'm like, yo. He was like, what if Jinder wins? I'm like, bro, if Jinder Mahal beats Randy Orton, I'm going to get up and I'm going to leave your house immediately after. All I saw was that Colossus, the three count. He left. I was like, thank you so much. I appreciate you having me over. I'm going to bid you adieu. Have a good night. And I left. And he was like, yeah, he actually just left after. He was like, yo, I'm done. I'm done that they did that. No way. Bro, Shinsuke Nakamura couldn't get the belt. He was over. And they couldn't give him the belt? Yo, don't get me started with things that this company's done. Who's your prediction to dethrone Joe? I'm going with Swerve. Ain't nobody. Mommy. I had Swerve at Double or Nothing, though, but we'll see.
I don't know, bro. I feel like those two stand together as far as, like, having the title. Like, listen, I got it. You can get it, but I need to lose it to someone else before you get it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. End of the day, Tony Khan did that for engagement so more people would try to check out Dynamite. Did they? I don't know. We'll find out tomorrow, I guess, when the ratings drop. I don't care about the ratings. The ratings have been going down anyway. I guarantee there's so many people who watch this on illegal streams.
Oh, absolutely. They watch
it. It's ridiculous, bro.
Absolutely.
It's ridiculous.
Inflation and prices, bro. Like, I don't want to pay that kind of price to watch.
And if there's a means, there's a way, someone will find the way to watch that stuff.
Absolutely.
All right. Now, I try to pay so that I help the companies because I want to support them. Not everybody's like that, though. I get it. Renegade L2K. Hey, now, them Jags helped your Bills. Hold on, player. We won all our games and won out. Don't start, dude. Don't start.
Nah, bro.
All y'all did was lock up the playoffs for us, but we got the dub.
Nah,
number two.
Nah, bro. Yeah.
We can't have nothing, bro.
Yeah, y'all had a week.
So we didn't win out like y'all, we had y'all, to. Y'all we didn't do what we had to do.
Y'all had a bum schedule, bro.
The Eagles are bums. They had Hurts.
Bro, I already said the Eagles
Jags helped nobody. Bills were already in. See?
Nah, bro. The Eagles, the game against the Eagles, should have lost that game.
Yo, Jason said, did y'all see Samoa Joe strutting that business suit? He made big boys look dope out here.
The Eagles should have lost that game, and the Bills should have lost the game against Kansas City.
Why should we have lost? He was offsides. Derek, do umpires tell you during the game? You may want to move over. Yeah, well, that's cheating.
They actually do.
That's cheating. Your job is to call the plays, not tell me how to play. Yeah.
But if you think about it, bro, right after that, everybody been looking over to the refs. Yeah, back up. You're offsides.
Hey, not my problem.
But there is a conspiracy theory against your Bills again in that Miami game. A certain play where Josh Allen put his hand out of bounds and they kept that clock running.
I have another conspiracy play when someone got helmet to helmet on live TV on instant replay and nobody said a word and now he's out. Why? I wonder why. Yeah. Anywho, we can talk football all day. Y'all keep sending me super chats and I'll put some. We'll do a football stream with pro wrestling shoot. We'll get them in here and talk some craziness. Let me see here. I have a torn labrum. Cray said it'll take time for MJF. What up, EPW? Let's go Steelers. Come on, Cray. We enemies next week, Cray. Come on. You, BJ, Doug. I got to watch y'all. Maki said see you next Tuesday.
Wait, what's next Tuesday? Yeah. Wait, is she on?
No, why do I have to spell this for you? Look, Maki said, because she always swears in her promos, see you next Tuesday.
Get Maki. No.
You gotta give Maki a chance.
Bro. I'm never. Listen, I told you I wasn't going to do TNA ever, or Impact, whatever you want to call it.
I'm not doing it.
I'm getting a Rock Roman chat in here. Derek, who you want main event in WrestleMania, Rock or Cody? You a hater, bro. That's a hater. Jinder was only good in three-man band. Oh, no.
He wasn't even good back then. You being
generous. Who do you think's Impact's biggest signing? I say Ali. I predict a Mercedes, so I'm going to rock with it, even though I don't feel as good about it now. But
oh, she over?
No. Oh. But they have a big signing they're going to announce, I guess, at the pay-per-view on Saturday.
Saturday.
I don't know.
Big signing?
Maybe Ziggler, but he's in New Japan right now, so yeah. I don't know.
I don't think he's going there. I don't think
they're signed with anybody. I think they're just doing freelance work. Like, I'll come and do a couple matches. Rob said you don't want that debate, D. Here we go.
Wait, on that Polonius? Yeah, hell yeah, I do.
Oh yeah, we going downstairs. The smoke happening after the show. Tribalism in the pro wrestling community is getting wild, but some real ass Jinder ain't no way justified to getting that world title shot. Quills. Jinder Mahal equals WWE incompetence personified. I love it. I love it. What's more likely, Derek wearing a Paul White shirt or Conrad interviewing Eric B? I think Derek could accidentally put on a Paul White shirt.
I probably would.
Tyron wants to talk tribalism. I am breaking point with AEW haters who want AEW destroyed but still studies the programs and follows it. Yeah, all of this still benefits Tony. Bills deserve to win the AFC, in my opinion. That's from a Steelers fan. Thank you, BJ. Some of the wild card games got pulled from Peacock, except for Chiefs and Dolphins. Wow, I didn't know that, Terrell. Derek upset about Belichick. Bill, I mean, there should be nothing for him to be upset about, though. I mean, Derek's just like, yeah, it's probably time to move on, and yeah. Belichick going to go to another team eventually.
I mean,
Pete Carroll got fired. I didn't think that was going to happen either.
Yeah. No, I think Bill said that he's willing to relinquish the GM in order to still coach over there. So
give Maki a chance, Derek. Now he's doing the give Maki a chance.
Nah, we're not crossing that threshold.
So. What up, Chair? Chair in the chat. Chair, relax. What's goody? We're gonna talk about this show tonight. I promise you, my notes are not good. You know why? Because this show was chaos personified. But yeah. I'm not mad at it.
Very.
If you guys haven't, make sure you check out Clash of the Podcast. We were live this Monday at 6:05 Eastern Standard Time, as we are every week. This week, we did a little preview for Hard to Kill, a preview for Battle in the Valley for New Japan. We actually gave away a code, and we talked about The Rock main eventing. And I think I reached Sean after the show. I think Sean's going to be okay with The Rock. We'll see. Stick around and find out more as we're on the crazy road to WrestleMania. Might have to try to get Derek on or something for some Royal Rumble talk one of these days, too.
Absolutely. I'll be there.
Bill's going to cheat another team to the playoffs. House of Torture over Jinder. Ooh, y'all, Matt, I don't know if I can even agree with that.
Wait, who's House of Torture?
New Japan. They bad, bro. Evil in them. Yeah, people just hate them. They're just like, God, go away.
I mean, Evil's not too bad.
Nah, he not. You saw Evil when he was teaming with Sonata. This is different, bro.
Oh, okay.
Dick Togo versus Jinder. Rob Zombie equals Jinder. Oh, we talking fair now. Norman Smiley over Jinder. Don't ever disrespect the big wiggle, baby. Norman, used to be like, yeah. Who thought you was going to see the big wiggle on this podcast? Derek got to go back and watch Maki Ito versus Speedball Mike Bailey from GCW. That's probably a good match, actually. I haven't seen that. Speedball's nice, bro. Speedball is like, honestly, he's probably up there for like one of my best wrestlers of the year, like truthfully.
So you heard what you said.
Yeah, Speedball.
Exactly.
I said? Exactly. McKinney said, yo, I'm here to drop a big like and hear all about AEW Dynamite from Wednesday night. Kings of Strong Style EPW. Let y'all know. Let's go blue. Michigan, baby.
My wrist blue. Yeah, Michigan.
My wrist blue and yellow like Michigan.
Yo, shout out to all those who thought Washington was about to walk Michigan. Wasn't happening.
They talk about Ernest the Cat Miller over Jinder. I'm going to clip this, BJ said. Don't make me have to put up the big wiggle, Beach. Come on. Come on, Beach. Paul White over Jinder. Yeah. Brandon Cutler just tweet this. Listen, I tried to interview Brandon Cutler one time, so I can't say too much, but these days I'm good on that interview.
I can. He's a bum.
Fabio Castagnoli versus Hangman Adam Page opened up the show. AEW back at Daly's Place tonight. I actually will probably say contender for match of the night. I don't think it's my match of the night, but it was up. It's probably my second favorite match out of everything.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I definitely think this was probably contender.
Main event's my match of the night, but
yeah, this one stood up throughout the whole show. But I mean,
listen, we've been saying good things about Hangman. I think people can't say we haven't been fair lately towards him.
I'm never saying anything about Hangman.
You said something nice about the mustache.
Yeah, out here looking like Henry Cavill from Mission Impossible Fallout.
Yo, bring back
our look at it. just get that image in your mind and then Google Henry Cavill Mission Impossible Fallout. I guarantee you, like, yo, that is spot on.
Claudio is a workhorse for AEW. Yeah. Let me see here. We got a swing. We had the sharpshooter put on Hangman. Death Valley driver on Claudio, which looked crazy.
It did.
But it was nice, though. Claudio sold it. He got up, like, stammering. He couldn't stand right. Body press on Hangman Page over the ropes to the ramp in Daly's Place. I love how Daly's Place looks. It reminds me of like Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
If you get the chance at wrestling shows to do a different look, I like that.
Yeah.
Like that would be a cool arena to add in to Fight Forever.
It would be.
By the way, I'm going to still stand on this. Fight Forever gameplay over WWE 2K23.
I agree with that.
I'm still picking and controllers.
Yes.
But the, yeah, if you can get the look, the ambiance to feel different, I like that. I always used to love like the small ramp in MSG for those shows instead. That's just me talking though.
No, Daly's Place is like the mecca for AEW. You know what I mean? Like that's where it all started. That's where it all began. You know what I mean? Like, but Daly's Place just have that vibe. I mean, I know a lot of people probably don't like the setup of it, but
it brings back memories, though, of, like, when we watched Dynamite for a full year from there.
Yeah, like, I appreciate it.
Yeah, and it felt good. They haven't been there in a while. I was like, oh, we haven't been there in a minute. So, cool. Hangman Page gets the win in this match with two buckshot lariats. I said it in the chat last week. I feel like they're setting up for Hangman to be in this world title mix with Swerve and the homies, but more on that later.
Doesn't deserve it.
This guy, hater.
I'm saying, bro, you don't deserve it.
Hating, bro. Go into the chat real quick. Let's be real, everybody over gender. You ain't telling no lies, Quills. Reports are coming in. This is the Brandon Cutler tweet. Reports are coming in. Backstage morale has increased tremendously following the Young Bucks' return. Sources close to the Young Bucks are saying hugs and high fives all around.
So is that
no!
is that true or is that Brandon Cutler fucking beef after
that? I don't know what he's doing, bro. I don't know. He's kissing ass, bro. Like I don't know what this is. I don't know what this is supposed to be. What is their characters right now? Like, are they changed? Why did they go away for a little bit? Was it a vacation?
Did the crowd cheer for them when they came out?
I think so.
Was it normal?
No. I think the Elite fans are still with AEW for the most part. The Punk fans are the ones that they flocked off and they like basically made them leave and go to WWE.
Yes, but
I'm sure some of the Punk fans are hate watching AEW as well just to talk bad about it.
Of course. You know, why not? You know.
Yeah. I cheer for Michigan against Washington. Detroit Lions are next. Yeah, I like the Lions this year. Claudio versus Adam Page was good.
Oh, actually got a another conspiracy theory on that. We'll talk about that in our debate.
Oh my gosh. Deanna said it was good. This match was good. If only the Pistons got it together. You leave them alone.
I mean,
we almost put a bet down that they didn't win any more games this year.
Yeah, I changed my mind. I was like,
I was the one who had to talk to people. I was like, nah, don't do it, bro. Every dog gets a day.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Yeah, I was like, nah, you know what? They'll probably actually didn't I say they would lose to them? Didn't I say they would lose to that team? Who was it? Utah, right?
I don't remember. They lost to everybody, but
that they would beat. That they would beat.
I think maybe Utah. They took Boston to the limit that one game too. I was like, well, yo, come on, Boston make me mad. I agree. Ever since the devil CM Punk got released, he referenced that back on Raw. He said, push him hard enough and he's Satan himself. Yeah, I mean, I think that's just in referencing to a heel turn. Punk wants to be a little more edgy. The issue with Punk is on Raw, you could feel he's in a box a little bit. And dude, you know, I'm a Punk fan. I'm going to tell you guys the truth. Like, Punk's boxed in a little bit. It's not as free as it was in AEW. If you're cooking, you could be really cooking. But we're not going to get that like we did before. Matt Lopez says, Barry Horowitz over Jinder. The urban cowboy is boring, Chair Relax says.
Agreed.
Detroit basketball. Brandon Cutler comes out with a Rubik's Cube as a gimmick. He's trash. Gutter trash. Wow. Wow. The sources are the Bucks. E says TV production's going up. I don't think that's wrong.
No.
They've done a good job.
They have. You can only go up from there.
Deanna said Hangman only won because the Bucks were back. I think that he was going to win anyway. He seems like the young guy out of them that they're going to push constantly.
Shouldn't have, but you know.
The Acclaimed over the Young Bucks. Maybe triple threat match for the world championship. That's what I'm thinking too, Ace.
I don't want that.
No more triple threats, Chair Relax.
Yeah, I'm with you on that, Chair.
No, Jericho has had a good year being knocked out by MVP. Oh my goodness. And I'm not mentioning that other thing because that's a rumor. Good sir. That has not been confirmed. But, yeah, that MVP story was wild on the cruise ship that he knocked Jericho out.
Yeah.
I saw somebody say, like, they didn't think that that was true. And I was like, you know, MVP's a brown belt in Brazilian jiu-jitsu, bro.
Yeah.
And MVP's a bad man, bro. I ain't messing with him. Y'all better chill. As an Elite fan, I cheer for Kenny and Hangman. The ending of the show was abysmal. Wow. Funny that DJ at All In came out and said, first off, that's DJ Woo Kid, good sir. You show some respect. Said Punk made Jungle Boy bleed and Tony was yelling, LOL. Oh, well, no NDA. Yeah, missed out on getting one of those. Let's get to the next match. So this match was full of crazy tag team matches. But this one wasn't explained well, but once they came out, I understood it. This match was a dedication match to the fallen Brody Lee. Once again, 8-man tag, pure chaos.
Yes.
Pure chaos in this. And I always tell people this, and for the newer people, older people have heard the story a million times, but I got to say this for newer people. That show where the pandemic started, we were supposed to be at that show.
Yes.
I remember that. And I remember even Tiff from Indie Wrestling Corner, make sure you guys show her some love, when she was supposed to go to the New Jersey show, which was going to be the Blood and Guts Elite versus Inner Circle. Our show was going to be the show where Brody Lee debuted and Matt Hardy were going to debut at the same show. So I always look back at that and I'm like, man, I wish I could have got to see Brody Lee one more time.
Yeah.
And Matt Hardy, Matt Hardy's one of my favorites, like, of all time, but I'm upset with him lately. No more on that right now, but I'm annoyed with him, I'll say right now.
Yeah.
Dude, like, Brody Lee, man, one of the best. That tribute show is one of the best shows that AEW ever did, too.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Like, there's no way you could do that without.
I love the first show we went to. That was another tribute show to Brody Lee in Rochester. We had a good time with that one. That was Sammy and Miro for the title. Good show, man. Everybody came out to celebrate with them, picked them up. Dark Order was out there.
Yeah.
Really good, man. This match was wild, man. Orange Cassidy, Preston Vance came out rocking the Brody stuff. So I don't know if he was just babyface for the night or what they were doing. Dustin was out there. Adam Copeland was out there. They got the win. Gates of Agony. I don't know why they put them in these spots. I always want them to win, but tonight it's not about that. Cage came out in his Streets of Cage. I'm going to say something nice tonight and not be mean. I like the gear. I'm going to leave it at that for now. I'm going to be nice. And Lance Archer came out with Jake the Snake. Love it. It was good, man.
I mean,
it was good. I can't say nothing bad about Brody.
No. I get it. You know, you had to have, I think those were just like filler spots. You know what I mean? Like everybody else had a connection to them except for those four.
Yeah. Well, I think everybody had a connection. Like they showed Brody beating Dustin in Daly's place. They showed, who else was in the matches? Preston Vance was part of the Dark Order when he was 10. Orange Cassidy lost to him as well. he was a TNT champion. They showed all that stuff. They showed him dogging Cody.
Yeah.
Great match, by the way.
I meant to say three.
Yeah.
Because it was Gates of Agony and Brian Cage.
Yeah, and Archer was there too. And they probably had nothing to do with it. It was more just like, put those guys over.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure. No problem. Orange Cassidy trying to do the choke slam in the match. Yeah, he was wilding. Ah, man, the Ducks are back. Well, let the ratings reflect that they ran the fans off, but TK needs something to tip the scale a little, I guess. Jeff says, we the Hardys will not be appearing on Dynamite as we are stuck in the dimension of AEW Rampage via IG. You're stuck there because of what you did, fool. Like, what? Listen. Why was Dustin in this match? Dustin, because they showed the highlights of him with Brody. I think they just had people go out to honor Brody Lee. Honestly, that's why I'm like, I'm not, I don't want to make a big deal even of this match. I guess DJ Wu Kid has audio and talks about the Punk Jungle Boy fight. I'll have to look at that. Preston looked good. He did tonight for Brody. Yes. Eight-man tag was also quite good. It was cool that Preston Vance was booked to get the win here with the honor with the late Brody Lee. In my opinion, Jericho is the type that will stay in wrestling until he's almost as old as Ric Flair. I feel like his superstar hype is not what it was years ago. Yeah, I think he's overexposed.
Yeah.
People got used to him leaving and things like that. Bullet Club Gold were backstage, Derek. They got to link up with the Acclaimed, and there was another offer to be a super group. The Bang Bang Scissor Me Gang. Yeah. Bang, 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 bang. Yo, you chill with that. None of that Cactus Jack stuff now. But yeah, that was cool, man. Like, yeah. I like it. I think there's gonna be some betrayal here.
Oh yeah,
I don't trust anybody. They made me think the Acclaimed were turning heel, but now I'm like, am I supposed to believe Bullet Club Gold goes face?
No, I think it's to get them together for a good stretch where they can turn on them. There's no other way, bro. Like, if they do this, you have to let them go for like 2 to 3 months, and then be done with it.
Right. Let me see. Matt Lopez said he had fun with the eight-man tag. Jason says, Brian Cage was looked at as a main event material when he was at Impact Wrestling. You guys don't think him being behind Swerve is kind of off? No, because I think Swerve is really the one. The issue is Cage doesn't belong in that group with Swerve.
Yeah.
So Brian Cage does not fit the swag that they're trying to bring to the group. If they presented him more as muscle, but he's presented more as like they're equal, and it's weird, it's awkward, and yeah, it just doesn't work.
It doesn't work at all.
If Cage was the singles and Gates of Agony were the tag team, that would make sense, but instead they're a trio. So
yeah,
something always looks off with all of them. And I think Cage doesn't understand his look. Like, he does a gimmick similar to Omega's with the Terminator, and he just... Cage has to figure out what he is. One week he comes out looking like Warlord, then the next week he's dressed like Sting, and I'm like, dude, what are you? Who are you? It's a character thing for me.
Yeah.
In Impact, he had clear direction. In Lucha Underground, he had clear direction.
The identity's not there.
Here, I feel like they don't see him as a top player, and they're like, nah, you go over here.
His identity is not there, and I think that's what's hurting
him. And I don't think that's on the company. I think it's on him.
Yo,
like, he's doing things that you're like, yeah, this ain't it, Chief. Derek and Conrad, meteorologists, for saying polar vortex for the Northeast next week. Two big snowstorms for next week on Tuesday and Friday. Let's go. Ew. I don't want no snow here. It means I got to do work. The ROH and AW trio belt should be unified. McKinney, I agree with you. The Gates of Agony and Cage should be be on ROH and float in Japan. They are wasted and not needed in AEW. Bro, in New Japan, the Gates of Agony got dogged in Super Tag League, though, too. I mean, they're just not giving them wins. Looks cool, but I'm good. Like I said, I wish they were more modernized. Like, make them hip-hop with him.
Yeah.
Someone said, please, no thanks. Someone said, no. I don't know what it is with Daily's Place, but it feels like it suits AEW. It felt like AEW tonight from what I was watching. Yeah. Yeah, definitely, Jesse. I agree with that. Explain Scissor Me Bang Bang Gang in wrestling terms. You got to put the scissors over the bang bang, but then you unify the championships, and then someone becomes vacant. Maybe Tana calling about that Bullet Club trademark now that he's the president. Hey. Ain't nobody realer than Gorilla. You never know about Tana. Swerve needs to be on his own. I think he will be. I think Swerve's going to go babyface. Whether they want to or not, either they're going to join him or he's going to leave him. Cage needs WWE in his gimmick. He was there, though. Y'all got to remember, Cage was there before. He was a cruiserweight in WWE. But now they still don't want him. So what did he do that made them cut him? I don't know. Tony Khan just announced they're doing ROH TV for the first time in Daily's Place after the Rampage tapings. Oh, good for them.
Right.
Brian Cage needs to be like Prime Ryback. Ew. Meat on the table. I like the look of Bishop Khan. Does he struggle to get over with AEW fans? They just lose too much, in my opinion. You can't just have people lose it like that. I think the next three candidates for 2024's World End will be Buffalo, MSG, or Barclays Center after they sold out Nassau Coliseum. I don't know. Buffalo, we didn't do too hot for that Dynamite, but that was also the Dynamite where they didn't have Punk in them. So I know you didn't get any walk-ups that day.
Right.
The Bang Bang Scissor Gang. Please don't even start with the waste of time to fight over the belts. The Acclaim are stale and just need a feud right now. Not jokes. Bang Bang Scissor Gang. The BCG ain't going to go for that unless Darius Theory comes true where the BCG turns on the Acclaim. I think that's what's going to happen. From Matt Hardy just now. Oh, Lord.
Here we go.
I'm good. I'm good. Let's talk about we got to give Buffalo love. Definitely do. It was so fantastic to see the Young Bucks return to AEW Dynamite. This is from Matt Hardy. They're the greatest tag team of this generation, and the tag team goats acknowledge that. Proud of them for stepping up and calling out. The Stinger, just so you know, without us, the living legends, there would be no Bucks of Youth. The Jackson brothers are one of the few teams that Jeff and I actually respect. Sweet mustaches.
Who said that?
Matt Hardy.
Oh, my God.
Moving along, Samoa Joe comes out and cuts the promo. Listen, Samoa Joe was out there. He was getting funky. He had the suit on. Big and tall, baby. He was out there rocking it. And I like
big and tall.
I liked his new belt.
Yes, the new belt is fire.
So everybody said they were gonna go to that with the black logo on it. They didn't. They went back to the traditional belt, but they added a plate on the sides for Joe to add his name. And I thought that looked really fresh.
Yes, it gives it a new look with a new style. Little
add-on,
little style.
And I think you just give that to the world championships. Yes. Let the TNT and TBS stay how they are. And then you do add that
disrespect. No, not to say like that the other titles aren't on that plateau, but I think that only deserves to be there.
Separates them a little bit.
That only needs to be there.
Cheryl, like I said, this Joe segment was a mess. I like this Joe segment. I think it accomplished a lot of stuff in a short amount of time.
It did.
Joe looks slick, Deanna said.
All I had to do was this.
The AEW world title had nice side plates. See, yes. He knows. Is this Matt Hardy or Road Dogg? Oh, you didn't know?
A little bit of column A, a little bit of column B.
Speaking of Jeff, I remember him being high. Oh, I can't say that because that's slander, Terrell. You can't get me in trouble for that. Samoa Joe was like, I can't. Well, we know, but I can't say that. Samoa Joe was looking clean tonight, yes. Bandito teasing the Dead or Alive faction consisting of him, Hangman, Page, and Brian Keith. That's a lot of cowboys running around here.
That is.
Page doesn't need to be in the talks for a title. Derek's going to agree with you on that.
Absolutely.
So Joe comes out. Swerve comes out. Nana hits the dance. Yeah, I swerve when I drive. Yeah, I swerve when I drive. They come out, and he's out with the whole gang. They're out there, and he's talking to Joe. He's running his mouth, saying he's going to take that title. Here comes Hangman. Hangman comes back out, and he wants that title, and they face off. I think it's going to be a triple threat match.
I don't want this.
Well, Joe said he will embarrass you. He called people hoe asses. I'm with it.
Yo, when Joe talks...
I love Samoa Joe, bro. Like I always tell people, if I was a pro wrestler, they're like, who would you be modeled after? It'd be Samoa Joe. I love Samoa Joe.
My favorite thing is when he gave Bobby Lashley that Uranagi in the corner. Joe.
Joe's the man. So Joe goes out there and he basically dismisses those two. He's laughing. He puts the belt over his shoulder. It's glistening. I like the title when it glistens. Yes. It's perfect. And yes. Then Hook has like an image pop up like Batman.
Yes.
I thought that was good.
It was.
It established Hook is a mysterious figure who will pop up and choke you out. That's what it's supposed to be. All right. Hook, who has won matches to earn this number one contendership, comes out and he tells Joe next week, bro. Next week.
1 week.
I like it.
I like it too. I like it too. You think they give Hook some burn in this match?
I'm not laughing at you. I can't even read this. Hook's going to get some burn, I think. Samoa Joe seemed like a big Taz fan, and Taz used to manage him in TNA. Wow, okay. I can see it. I can see it.
All right, that makes sense.
People do not want Paige in this match. Chair relax, especially. Derek agrees with you. I'm okay with this, but I don't know if I want Joe to lose it right away. Like, I feel like they're going right into this. I'm like, God, we could have gave Joe something else, and then for Double or Nothing, we did this match or something else.
Yeah.
But you can't do Paige and Swerve again.
No.
You need to add a wrinkle to this. It just feels like people are trying to get in the mix. They don't need to be in the mix sometimes, but I'm okay with this. Eventually, though, I think we do need to figure out a way to get Swerve babyface.
Dude, too many cookies in the jar right now.
I like that. I like cookies, too. I don't want the Hardys legacy to end like this. How do we fix it?
Tell Jeff to shut his mouth.
Yeah, they got to shut the hell up. That's really what it comes down to. And they got to use them as a Legends act. And that they're going to fight and claw, and they probably need to go up against teams like FTR who are going to give them really great matches and put them over.
Yes.
That's what they would probably need to do, but it's up to Tony. But how can you trust Jeff right now at this point?
You can't. It's hard. It's very hard to trust him.
Hey, man, can't cut the line. Derek's right. McKinney said, Matt Hardy out here giving the guac appreciation tweets. Joe's segment was good. So I missed out the other day. What was that rant about R-Truth, Conrad? Yo, don't get
oh.
No, no. We ain't doing that, D. We can't.
Bro.
We can't. All I'm saying is I can't, bro.
Yo, Renegade. R-Truth,
don't even.
I'm telling you, bro. We watch this. I will give you my full review on what anybody says about this whole segment for that, because that is trash. You do.
Yeah. Yeah, Joe definitely said that. Hook needs to be tapped out in 3 minutes, but I don't think you're going to get that from Hook. You've built Hook up for all these wins, Chair. Why would you have Hook lose that quickly? I get you want to put Joe over, but I don't think you need to. I think you need to have Hook have a good showing and Joe wins.
You know, if you do it that way, I think you have to have Joe try to choke him out, but then Hook responds and gets out of it. And just because Joe thinks he can overpower him.
Deanna said, how is Joe going to come out and say, this is how you get a title shot? Hook comes out and boom, it changed. Well, the Hook match was already announced. They had already said that was going to happen. But Joe is basically saying that you don't have to run your mouth on Twitter. He says he'll stomp you out in front of everybody. That's what Joe's thing was, never saying like, yeah, I'm not giving title shots. He was like, no, I'm going to do it in front of everybody.
Right.
He's basically saying he's going to embarrass you. After Joe's promo, the rest of the segment could have gave me more than other promos. Were just mid to me. I've seen a mix. I've seen better. Hangman should not be in the mix. Woo. I'm okay with Joe losing the Swerve, but keep the Cowboy out.
Yes.
Finally, Derek has been saying over a year that he wanted Hook to have a tougher test. Well, we'll see what Joe has next week.
I have been saying that.
Yeah. We'll see what he does.
If he shows improved, then I will recant my statement.
Cactus Jack in the house. What's good, Cactus? He said, woo, time to put the kids to bed. The multiverse favorite stepdaddy is here. Cactus, good evening, everybody. Hook is a mid-carder. He is. But you got to give him a chance to see what he can do if he steps up. He's popular. Dude, Hook has never tweeted, and look how many people like him. And he's just like Wardlow. We talk about War Daddy and all that stuff. Girls love Hook, bro. I see it all on my timeline. They love Hook. I don't understand it. I'm not a young man anymore, but hey, I watch to see what people like, and I can tell you that he's over with the ladies.
It's the hair, bro.
It's the hair.
Aww.
I'm bald, by the way, for those who have never seen me who listen on the audio platform. I'm not a Hangman Page hater, but when it comes to build up and push, I feel like Adam needs his feud to keep going with Swerve more than Swerve does. Facts.
Yeah.
We go backstage. Renee's with Timeless Toni Storm. They talk about she gives a chocolate to Mariah May for her debut, and she says that she will set up a meeting with this Diana Perrazzo.
No, and wait. She said, how did she say it? Because she didn't say Perrazzo. She was like
Peruzzo or something. She called her the wrong name, yeah. Basically.
Perrazzo, I think.
Yeah, and then she said, Mariah May was like, oh, and your line is, she was like, what's my line? She was like, I don't know if I can say the T word in here, but
oh, yeah.
chest out, and then line, and she was like, watch for the shoe. You've ruined this segment, darling. And then she just leaves. Timeless Toni Storm is great. Let's go to Ricky Stark, Sammy Guevara. BJ messaged me during this match. He was astonished at how this ended. This match was the match I paid the least attention to. I was eating stuffed peppers with Philly cheesesteak in them, and they were delicious.
Straight
and
fire.
Conrad wins. No, Sammy gets the win with a roll-up.
Flawless victory.
Might not be flawless in about an hour or so. I'm going to keep it a stack. I missed this match, but I basically wrote, I'm pretty sure Ricky Starks is going to WWE.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But I keep saying it, but I want y'all to know. Conrad's calling it now. Ricky Starks is leaving.
And I second that notion because the way that man lost that match, there's no way he would have lost that like that.
Yeah, apparently Sammy Guevara wins with a roll-up. I don't know what else to say. After the match, Jericho came out. This is kind of to protect Jericho from getting booed. Because it led right into action. He's fighting Big Bill. They jump Sammy Guevara. Then Jericho makes the save. They're fighting in the crowd. All mayhem breaks loose. They're challenging for the tag titles at Battle for the Belts. Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see the reaction that Jericho gets. This is going to be in Norfolk, Virginia, for those who are out there. Tickets are still on sale at AEWTix.com. You can pay me. All right. So.
Thank you, pay me.
Someone better hand me my money. I don't even remember what coach that was that said that. What was it? Toni Storm and Donna Palazzo. Thank you, Quills. Quills got a good memory. Yes. That's because Hook looks like Harry Styles. See, you got to trust Deanna and Jocelyn when they're in here. They're going to tell you. Yeah, I love Toni Storm. Who don't, bro? Who don't? Sammy is a Toni guy and is not good. Sammy has potential. My issue with Sammy is that I would like his promos to be more believable. I want him to get me into the promo. He's not bad at promos. He needs that connection that brings me in with him. And I feel like what he says is like, all right, I'm supposed to say this.
Yeah. It doesn't feel natural.
Yeah.
It's just like there.
Philly cheese will always be better than some matches. Yum, yum, yum. Flavortality. You better state of them salads, good sir. Cactus always tells me what he's eating at when he's at work. Funny. Shout out to the XGW crew as well. I was watching the challenge during this match. Ricky is definitely going to WWE. He's been training with Natty and TJ. I did peep that. The first booty moment of the night. BJ, booty moment of the night. I fear Bill and Ricky will lose. I kind of have that same fear, Chair. Starks and Guevara was good, but the roll-up win for Sammy was very odd. Yeah, yeah, BJ said the same thing to me. Sammy's a poor man's Ricky. Jags ain't in the playoffs. What's the chance Toni does another stadium stampede? he's going to be good by May anyway.
Yeah.
If Sammy would bring the promo skills he has in his vlogs, more believable. 100%. 100%. I want him to feel natural.
Only one can hope.
Let's get to this lovely eight-woman tag match here. We have Thunder Rosa, Chris Statlander, Willow Nightingale, and Anna Jay versus the TBS champion Julia Hart, Sky Blue, Saraya, Ruby Soho. Nothing? So... This was chaos once again. Yes. I really don't have much to say. They tried to focus. Stokely was out there. Stokely, stop paying Kurt Angle for them cameos, bro. I know what you did.
Right.
I know what you did. Talk about you were supposed to be at Wrestle Kingdom running over somebody in a Mitsubishi. Come on, Stoke. Yo. You ain't got to get Kurt to do your dirty work. That's nasty work, Stoke.
Yo, Stoke is funny, bro.
He was out front with the sign. I still think he's trying to drive a wedge between Chris Statlander and Willow. This storyline makes you wonder, though. Like, I'm not saying they need tag titles, but I think it would fit more if they had them for, like, why they're teaming so much. Because where are you going if there's no tag belts in teaming?
But if you do that, something has to go.
Let me see here. My comment got skipped. Hey, listen, I tried to get to all of them. Here we go. I went back for you. I was not able to catch Hook's career in the beginning of AEW. Is he really good in the ring wrestler, or is he riding off the popularity of the Thug Boy gimmick that's popular? Look where it got Cena. I think Hook is better than that, but Hook is also still learning.
Yeah.
CM Punk's actually the person who put Hook over the most, I think, in the beginning. When he said, send Hook, I'll fight Hook. And then he let Hook choke him out on some of the shows afterwards. And people were sending that around. I remember that.
Yeah.
Go find some of that stuff. I think Hook's good, man. But it depends on what you like. Someone said Cake Fest. Chocolate? Anna make this guy submit? I don't get it. I think they're trying to put Anna Jay over so that she can get in line for a TBS title show. That's how I took it. So she made Sky submit. Now she can say, Julia, I'm coming for you next. Eight peaches in one ring. Anna got that fat, clear his throat. Derek knows what's up. That was a Stokely. That was his cousin Leon, according to his tweet. Where can I watch this pay-per-view? Because this eight-woman match, I'm only watching the healthy fruit. I'm trying to change my diet. After the MVP Jericho news, Punk uploaded a photo of him and MVP posing together. Hook should be ROH champ. He could be. He could be. I think ROH should be built around people like Hook, Daniel Garcia, and Yuta. Oh, we're going to talk about Yuta, too. Brody tribute. Yeah. Anna Jay's getting TBS title shot at Battle of the Belts. Hey, maybe I missed that. I didn't see what was on Collision either tonight. They kind of did things. But Stokely, Chris Statlander doesn't want you. Leave her alone. I mean, Statlander did just smack him upside his head that one time. A little harsh. Actually, Wheeler Yuta segment's up next. What did I tell y'all about Wheeler Yuta? Wheeler Yuta's Captain Planet mean ass. Always cuss. Why do you call Eddie Kingston out like this? He swore in this promo mad times. I was like, did anybody, was anybody like, yo, Wheeler, maybe you want to chill. Back off. I'm the ROH Pure Champ. You know who you're talking to? Wheeler Yuta is a menace, bro. I love Wheeler Yuta. This dude is wilding, bro. He went in on Eddie Kingston. He did not care. He is going to challenge Eddie Kingston. They're having a match. Was it on Collision or Rampage? Collision, Battle of the Belt. Watch the next couple shows. They're going to have a match against each other. I think it was Collision, though, if I'm not mistaken. Captain Planet wants that smoke. Tell him, Matt. Terrell said, Nightingale stare at the section me and my sister were at in World's End during the match when she was whipped to the turnbuckle by Statlander. World's End. Yo, shout out to Kyra for trying to get through to everybody's comments. I do my best, Jason, when it's busy, though. It's tough. It's for Rampage. Yo, it's Rampage, baby. Okay. Yeah. Yuta and Kingston should be a fun match, but, yo, Yuta be wildin'. Eddie, I'm gonna need you to do one backspin for me.
Man, a couple. Might have to straighten that man out right quick.
Yeah. Wow, the Eric Bischoff quote. I wish I had the audio clip of it. I know someone does. Eric Bischoff is a total, complete idiot. Maybe the single stupidest idiot that ever got into wrestling.
I can second that, though.
Yo, Bret Hart is mean. 4 out of 10. Rampage should be ROH chair. You preach it to the choir, bro. I think Rampage should just be that show. And then Dynamite and Collision, you got 4 hours of wrestling. Get as many people on those shows as possible. Ring of Honor, you have a one-hour slot. Put it over. Get it going. Package that maybe with Collision.
Yeah.
And do your thing.
I agree with that. 100%.
I don't think it hurts. And for people who – and if you don't have a spot, a place on the card, go to ROH and make some of the matches dark matches, and you just tell people, like, hey, I'm going to pick the best matches, and then – from here, we'll move forward. And then just give them a pay-per-view when you don't want to do one for AEW.
Yeah. Solid.
Cool. Yeah. Terrell said, I said Collision should be ROH. They could have did that in the beginning if they were going to, like, split the brands when they were talking like that. Wheeler Yuta is the downgrade of the BCC. Eddie Kingston already beat the higher ups, Moxley, Danielson, and Castagnoli. Not the way Yuta was talking, though. Well, Yuta got to get beat for that. That was worse than what Danielson was saying about him. Right. You cussing a lot, boy. You cussing a lot, man. Eddie Kingston, he gonna beat you up, bro.
Yeah, he's talking a lot. Big game.
Rampage should be more than a promo show with one or two matches. They only got an hour, though, Deanna. Like, you only got but so much time, and they're trying to build up people. Like, that's the only place where the Hardy Boys get action. So,
again, you did it to yourself.
Yes. Other than Swerve, which AEW star are y'all not that y'all really feeling right now for AEW? So, who are you feeling right now in AEW, D? Who do you like
outside of Swerve? That's tough, bro.
Swerve is definitely my favorite too.
Yeah.
Christian for me.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Throw Christian's name out there. FTR putting on them bangers. Jay White.
Yeah.
Kingston.
Actually.
BCC. Okay. There's a lot of people.
Actually, you know what? Is that segment coming?
The main event is. Well, we're getting the Strong and then the main event.
Okay. So. I guess right now.
Garcia. Good. Yes. Good call, Chair.
That's right now. I'm feeling the Undisputed Kingdom.
Oh yeah, Derek's a big fan of them as well.
Feeling them.
Yeah, women's division. Toni Storm. I'm glad that Deonna Purrazzo's there. Serena Deeb's coming back. We got Sheeta. Yeah. Oh, and they signed Queen from last week. I saw it too. I heard a rumor. Yeah, I heard AEW signed her. So
she was actually really good.
Yeah. Yeah.
She was really good.
Ain't nothing wrong with a little chocolate on Wednesdays now. Bring it back. All right. Even if she's to ROH, though, I'm happy.
Right.
Good.
Strawberries.
Get this guy out of here. Get this guy out of here, folks. For Rampage's Yuta versus Kingston, Seidel versus Swerve, Sheeta versus Queen Amanita, Dark Order versus Hager, Cool, and Daddy Magic. I still remember Jay White telling me how good his New Japan stuff is in the ring. Yeah, no, Conrad telling me. Yeah, no, Jay White's nice, bro. Derek, they did Serena D promo at World's End. It was awesome. Yeah, it was good.
How did I miss
that? Why haven't they signed Bounty Hunter? That is my next line in this, actually. You must be reading my notes. Roderick Strong versus Brian Keith. This match was just to build up the Undisputed Kingdom.
Yep.
Brian Keith did his thing. He hit pretty hard. Derek seemed impressed with him a lot in this.
I like him. He's definitely a breath of fresh
air. We're going to need that still tipping, though, if you sign him, TK. Right, if you can get your hands on that, let me know. Roderick wins with the End of Heartache. Quick promo from Cole. It was well done. Basically still states their mission. This is what we're here to do. Don't mess with us. I like it. I like the Undisputed Kingdom theme.
That theme is... Risk.
I might even see somebody with the initials KOR when they return coming out to do a little air guitar to that. Remember what I said? And yeah, sign Brian Keith. Please. Renee interviews Deonna Purrazzo. She's happy to be here still. She's a baby face. Yay. Red Velvet comes back saying, oh, it's going to be you and me on Collision. I'm going to cook it up. And she said, that arm. That's the arm you use to stir things up. Yeah, she was like, good to know. She's going to break that arm, I think. She's going to mess her up, bro.
Yeah, I can't wait for that. I think that's going to be a fire match, too.
Yeah. Most Chris Jericho thing ever. Let's make a brawl feel like a promo package. I'm going to need Roderick to shave that mustache.
Nah, not mustache. Cat. He got to keep that. Yeah. He got to keep that.
Adam! Biggest signings for AEW 2024. That's a strong possibility. I think Mercedes is going to be their big signing. They got to go for the goal.
They have to.
And once they sign Mercedes, you have to put more shine on the women's division. Like, there's no choice.
Yeah.
Wardlow looking like he's wanting to leave. Wardlow's hair looks weird, but Derek was all right with it.
I can appreciate it.
Has there been any reports as to why Keith Lee wasn't at World's End? Injured, right? Yeah, Keith Lee said he's been injured. He's been injured for a long time, actually. He's just been working through it, it sounds like. Some days he's okay, some days he's not. And they were like, yeah, you're done. Brian Keith needs to be signed ASAP. Someone get this man a job. Yeah. They finally signed Queen. Yes, they did, McKinney. I like her, and she's a bigger version of Red Velvet, and I like her too. Yes. Yeah. Listen, the women's division is about to be cooking, bro. They're giving them a lot of opportunities.
Which they rightfully so deserve.
I agree with that. I'm rooting for Wardlow, but it feels like fans are not feeling him in the Undisputed Kingdom. Give it time. They got to build him up if they're going to do the Batista turn. If not, I could see him possibly wanting to peace out too. I guarantee you it'll be Mercedes Moné, and if Rock loses to Roman, he will go to AEW, my prediction. For Collision, it's Adam Copeland, open challenge. Adam Page will make an appearance in the Embassy versus Archer and the Righteous for the ROH six-man title. Man, give Archer and Righteous them belts, man. Stop playing.
Give Archer a belt, man.
For real. I'm an Archer guy, though. Tornado tag match. Sting and Darby Allin versus Konosuke Takeshita and Powerhouse Hobbs. This match was chaos. I don't have any notes for this. All I know is that Ric Flair tried to get in. He chopped Hobbs and then gave him a thumb to the eye.
Best move in wrestling to date.
Darby went and climbed up the side of the stage ramp and just did coffin drops on people. He got caught doing a coffin drop. Konosuke Takeshita hit him with a German suplex that looked like he decapitated this man. They set up two tables on the outside. This match was just chaos throughout. Hobbs carries Sting all the way down. Sting catches him. Scorpion. What is this called? The DDT? Reverse Scorpion DDT? Death Scorpion Death Drop. Thank you, Derek. You know it's bad, man. I can't remember this shit. Scorpion Death Drop through the tables. Hobbs went down like a ton of bricks. He had to take the L here. But you know what? For Sting, I could let it slide because Sting deserves it.
Yes.
They set up everything. You guys can start getting ready to put in your overall thoughts of the show. Rated out of pizza slices, out of 10, out of 4, out of 5. You tell me what you guys think. Me and Derek will tell you what we thought of the show tonight. But it doesn't end here, though, Derek. Tony Schiavone's in the ring. He says, "It's Sting." Feels like you're playing Mayhem again. Backstage assault.
You know, the extension of how he said his name was, you know, that was insane.
He got a bicycle. He got a bicycle. How was Sasha Banks' AEW debut? Asking for a friend. Not showing up yet. Wardlow already acting unamused in the Undisputed Kingdom. Could be Archer been calling out Eddie Kingston for that ROH title also. Keep an eye on him. Sting saw Darby bump and said, "No one I can one up." And Sting was wilding, bro. That back rake is the best. Yeah, Darby be tripping. Can't even think on this match because of the end. I'm excited for Will Ospreay and AEW. We've never seen his matches. How much longer do we have now? Probably about a month or so.
Yeah.
He's got a cage match in Japan, and then that's his last match, I believe, he said. He's giving it a thumbs up for tonight's show. 7 out of 10 for EPW. Jinder and Rob Zombie suck. Wow. So Tony's like, "Who are you going to face for your final match?" And the Young Bucks come out. I'm not feeling this, man.
So we come back.
Well, they disappeared. Where have these dudes been?
They come back, bro. For that? Why do you feel like you deserve that?
I don't know why the Young Bucks are getting this spot. Here's the crazy thing to me, y'all. And y'all can tell me, like, "Yo, Conrad, you're bugging, you're being mean, whatever." Why are the Young Bucks, why can they go out? And someone had to told Dave that their wife was upset, Dana Massey, and that's why she's leaving, blah, blah, blah. Whatever, that's the rumor, though, right? How are you going to say, "I didn't like how my husband and them were treated," but y'all just re-signed contracts with Tony Khan, so you could take his money, but you're going to complain about it while doing it?
Mm-hmm.
And you guys are EVPs in his company?
Mm-hmm.
Man, you all going to send them boys to WWE or Impact or somewhere else and say, "Go have fun there"?
So send them over there so they can just slowly die.
Come on, dude.
I want their careers to just die. I'm sick of them, bro.
Yo, come on, D.
Nah, bro. I had enough, dude. Like, there's no legitimate reason as to why they need to take this big moment away from Sting.
Well, maybe Sting requested it. I don't know why, but...
Well, Sting's an idiot if he did.
I think that... I thought they were going to go for the tag titles and maybe retire with the tag titles. Let them face Ricky and Big Bill. Maybe... I could have seen it flip side with the other team, but I don't think they're going to do that with Sammy and Jericho now.
No.
That was the other match I could have seen. I don't know, man. Is the Bucks the right choice? No. Answer that to me, Chet. No. The Bucks didn't even get on the mic and say anything. Way to hype it up. It was just bad, bro. And I get what you're saying. I know you didn't mean like they die, but
yeah, no, I don't mean that they die, but I clearly mean that I hope their careers die because I've had enough of them. You caused too much chaos, and then you want everybody to be on your side, but you started it and you disappear. Everybody starts to get their moment in the sun. But then you come back, and then we're back now. You guys can't have that anymore.
Right.
Like, it's stupid. Again, like I said, I wasn't talking about them. For any of the people who want to say, oh, he said they wanted to. No, I was talking about their careers. Shut up.
Yeah, at Derek, not me. I don't care, but I was upset that they took this spot where I was like, really? Honestly, I thought they were going to come back and do something different. And if this is their new gimmick with Cutler tweeting that stuff, it's not good.
You can get rid of Cutler, too.
I ain't going to talk about people's usefulness now.
Is he useful?
He was filming BTE. I don't know what he does now.
The only useful thing that he can do now is take that air canister spray and clean off my PlayStation 5.
Ace said 7 out of 10 pizzas. Sir Quill said that crazy. Sorry, I heard a background noise. Main event was crazy chaos. Ric Flair needs to sit down somewhere. LOL. Sting and Darby get the W, but then all of a sudden, here come the Bucks. No lies. Live, laugh, love. R-Truth and the Judgment Day have two T's available. I'm good.
No one buying.
What up, gentlemen? Bro, Conrad's my guy, Derek.
My guy, Hubs.
Tonight's date night with my lady, but I'm glad to say hello. AEW needs to step up more. Nah, AEW put on a good show tonight, I thought, Sean. I thought they did fine. It was the other extracurricular that I don't think I liked. I didn't like the finish of this show.
Yeah, the finish was...
Ugh. EPW, Pizza Hut Experience, 10 out of 10. The end of this match turned AEW into a tombstone, crunchy-ass pizza. Quills is going to say 8 out of 10. Chair, Young Bucks need attention, so they came back. Nobody wants this. EPW, always 10 out of 10. Didn't watch AEW Live, so I'll give it a thumbs up, but I guess peace out. Peace, bro. EVPs get what they want. Love you, Hubs. Love you, bro. Because Tony is a bad businessman. It should be Sting versus Darby. But Sting doesn't want to do a one-on-one match. Sting's been adamant about that for some reason, so I think he's worried about how it looks if it's just him.
Yeah.
Maybe he can't remember the stuff. I told Derek tonight, it looks like Sting can't remember where he's supposed to be sometimes, so help me out.
Which is okay. I can.
And I feel like he might wrestle with, like, football padding on underneath the pants and stuff.
Yeah, because the pants do look super thick.
Yeah.
But I will take it, though. Sting's still out there. So.
Young Bucks cannot be more over than the Acclaimed, are they? No, they're not. Not right now, at least.
No.
Have Private Party and the Young Bucks. They're making a comeback. First to defect. Wait a F a minute. The Young Bucks are going to be Sting's last match. Yes, sir.
Yep.
6.5 from Chair. I think they could give it a good match. We'll see.
They might be able to. I just don't want to see them.
For Russell, shoot, they better not. For Sting's final match, it should not be a tag match with the Young Bucks. I honestly thought his last match would be a one-on-one match with someone. Sting's not doing that, though. We are elite. We are AEW. We made you elite, Stinger, Matt Jackson, 2024. Sounds like them. Young Bucks, ultra talented, ultra immature. I would have hoped they had done Sting and Darby versus Mox and Bryan. Could have did that, too. I hope Sting cuts a you-know-what promo on the Young Bucks. I don't know if that means shoot or what. R-Truth on Judgment Day will be like Sammy on the Bloodline. It would be worse if Jungle Boy called Sting out. Send the Young Bucks over to Judgment Day. Hey, R-Truth Judgment Day is gold. You should see that last vignette they showed this week. It's way better than any of the Bucks in the last 8 months.
Nah, BJ, I got to disagree with you, bro.
Nah, well, listen, hold on. I ain't going to say that the Bucks promos are better either. But
they're not.
My R-Truth thing is something different. I won't get too deep into it. He talked me down a little bit after you had left, Derek. We had a discussion about it. I was like, okay, good points. But I still think they could treat R-Truth better. It's not R-Truth I have an issue with. It's how he's booked. But I'll save that for another argument one day. Professor Shu says, wow, that's so trash. Yep. They're probably going to give Sting and the Young Bucks because nobody can handle Wardlow or Swerve star level. Sting is old, folks. R-Truth is a national treasure.
Not in my book.
Yeah, wow. Wow, the haterade is real. Turn that frown upside down. So, what, yeah.
What's his best accomplishment?
How many times? 24-7 champ? 54 times. 24-7 champ.
Yeah.
What's up? Or you can count the NWA championship. He was two-time NWA champ.
Yeah, do you think the WWE is going to honor that?
Of course that.
Exactly.
National doo-doo.
Exactly what that is.
Should be FTR versus Sting and Darby. Well, they did that match too before when they rocked the NWO tights. I remember that. Hate, hate, hate. And that's supposed to be me because of Bucks and Sting tonight. You act like the only dude who don't like R-Truth. You like the only dude who don't like R-Truth. Jesse. I can't watch a brother be done like that, man. I'm like, yo, can we please not act like he's a moron? Like, I hate the character work.
You chose to be an idiot?
Yeah, I don't know, man. Let's see here. R-Truth was the greatest accomplishment was NWA win. X Division. I don't know if they've done that yet. Poo emoji. No more old geezers in AEW. Might be all you can sign right now. We'll see. It's sad WWE won't acknowledge R-Truth reign as NWA champion. They could though. They do it for other people.
Other people who it means something to for them.
Oh, that's true. I was gonna use fucking Dick Flair. They acknowledge his reigns as the champ, but then again, like you said, they chose that.
They chose.
He chose the bag and made the best of it. I guess the best answer I got, I enjoy him. Yeah, listen, yo, Renegade came in here starting this R-Truth bullshit. I was not ready to talk about this. I do not care. I do not care enough. You cannot tell me that anything he does in storyline matters. I can tell you how I would book him one time to get him a serious run, but that would require them to take him serious for a month or two.
Yeah, if he chose to do that, I have no respect for you because you're an idiot.
No, you could book R-Truth fine.
No, but I'm talking about what the way he has carried himself throughout the whole career. Like, that's garbage, bro. I don't know.
Jason said, I respect legends, but enough. They carry the show, though. They bring back other viewers. Truth is supposed to be crazy. Nah, they got Truth acting silly.
Nah, he's supposed to be an idiot. That's what it is.
I like R-Truth and the Awesome Truth. I hated the Awesome Truth.
His top 10.
Well, that's why that's someone's
opinion. Worst to best.
Yo, come on now, Renegade. Can't be saying that now. Eric Bischoff would back up R-Truth all day.
We're talking about Eric Bischoff.
Though. R-Truth over gender. That I will agree with 100%.
I'll get
that. Nah, like I said, you could fix R-Truth. It's just they don't want to. That's fine. I mean, listen, like I said, he's in his 50s. If he's getting the bag and he's happy with it, good for him. It's just not for me, you know. R-Truth is WWE's resident man. Quills, y'all trying to get me in trouble tonight now. Truth at Little Jimmy. He's crazy. He did have Little Jimmy. Little Jimmy gone. Don't hinder Paul White. All right, y'all trolling us at this point, man. Me and Derek, I told Derek we were going to do a short show tonight. Didn't happen. But we have fun doing this one. Thank you guys for rocking with us. BJ, if BJ joins us next week, we'll do the state of AEW. Thursday, we're going to be doing the EPW Awards. I will post the time up. Get your votes in if you haven't already. Do I have time to try to pull this up? I'm pulling it up right now. Hold on, players. I'm going to drop this in the chat one last time. We're almost at where I wanted to get the votes to. I'd say about like 17 away. So if you got friends who like pro wrestling, send them this and just say, hey, vote in that. How does Sit get in here in time to say keep Paul White off my television? y'all cut it out.
Christ.
Make sure you guys vote on that award form right there. If you got a Google account, you just sign in. 10, vote. If you don't see the name you like, put it in. I'll try to add it up. I already know I've got some addition to do for some of the errors I made on the form, but we'll add it up. We'll get it taken care of. Next Thursday, we will be there doing the award show. Dynamite, me and Derek will be back. If BJ joins us, we will also have the state address of AEW. So we may go through the results pretty quick next week, and then we're going to be talking about the state of AEW.
Yeah.
And me and Sean will be back on Monday, 6:05, Clash of the Podcast. Make sure you guys join us for that. I really don't have much else to say. But for myself and the man they call Derek, the man in black, we are out for this episode one.
Pro wrestling, they can never be you. Listen to the podcast for the people. The best show that's here, so listen in. Let the knowledge begin. The opinions, the lesson, yes. By the fans, for the fans. Not many in this can understand. This the podcast to show you who I am. Conrad Cushman, the legend in the plans. Please listen every day to the showcase. The opinions and knowledge that anyone can take. Showing you how it is done. Proving I am number one. What a legend becomes. This is now my time to show you that I am here. This podcast just to make it loud and clear. By the fans, for the fans, not many who's here can understand. Everything pro wrestling, they can never be you. Listen to the podcast here for the people. The best show that's here, so listen in. Let the knowledge begin. The opinion and the lesson, yes. Everyday pro wrestling, they can never be you. Listen to the podcast for the people. The best show that's here, so listen in. Let the knowledge begin. The opinions, the lesson, yes.